Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
It's time for the September 5th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
We want to remind you that any photos or website addresses are always included in the print version of our newscasts on the Free Pod website at freepod.org. Now let's get started on the local news you've been missing.
We have big news for Free Pod. We're really excited to let you know that Free Pod is now partnering with WNIJ, the National Public Radio Station in DeKalb. After sharing our episodes and other information with them a few months ago, their station management decided to give us a listen, and they liked what they heard, including our nonprofit format that is dedicated to providing local news that's as objective, accurate, inclusive, and independent as possible. Working together with WNIJ, we can expand both organizations' audiences and coverage. You can now find our weekly newscast by just going to the WNIJ website at www.northernpublicradio.org and click on the Free Pod logo on their homepage. Both audio and print versions are available and will be archived there. And if you click on Hola on the homepage of their bilingual site, you can also find both audio and print versions translated into Spanish. WNIJ will also promote Free Pod in their broadcasts and on their social media, and they recommend that you bookmark their pages if you'd like to follow us there. Our Tuesday in-depth interviews will be included very soon, too. Woohoo! Tim Beck 2 on WNIJ! The Free Pod website will continue to be online for your convenience and will provide additional information as well as links. Thank you, WNIJ, for this wonderful partnering opportunity.
Come to the Lena Lyons Annual Fall Festival, which has been called the Cadillac of Small Town Festivals, in downtown Lena this Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. The festival fun begins this Friday night with carnival rides at 6 p.m., live music, and a variety of foods, including pork chops on a stick, the Lyons' famous ham stand, and other tasty options. Craft vendors will also be selling their wares. On Saturday, the 5K run/walk starts at 8 a.m. You can register at the Lena Park District website through Friday. Then, the parade steps off at noon Saturday. After the parade, the carnival rides fire up again, and local bands will play all day in downtown Lena. Go to the Lena, Illinois Lions Facebook page and the Lena Lions Fall Festival Events page for more details.
High school football started last Friday, and the Pretzels lost their opening game to Boylan by the slimmest of margins, 14-13. However, that was a competitive game compared to the rest of Friday night's Nick 10 games, where the next closest was Harlem besting Belvedere with a score of 21-10. The Pretzels' next game is September 13th at Belvedere, who bested Guilford 29-0 on Friday. Go Pretzels!
The Illinois Secretary of State and the State Librarian have announced that throughout the 45th Senate District, libraries serving a combined 128,000 people have received nearly $250,000 in grants. The grants include annual per capita funding, as well as newly created one-time technology grants to help libraries upgrade their technology infrastructures. The Freeport Public Library is receiving just over $63,000, the largest grant in the region, with many other libraries in Stevenson County also receiving support.
The Greater Freeport Partnership announces the opening and relocation of two businesses in Freeport. Ribbon-cutting ceremony at the new location for the Freeport Area Church Cooperative Food Pantry at 890 West Galena Avenue, Freeport, will be on Friday, September 6th at noon. And Respun Records and Resale at 119 East Stevenson Street will celebrate their ribbon cutting on Thursday, September 12th at 2 p.m. The public is invited to attend these events and visit these businesses in their new locations.
There's a buzz about Stevenson County, and it has nothing to do with this summer's cicadas. It has everything to do with a growing prosperity. So begins an overview of Stevenson County in the August edition of Northwest Quarterly. Freeport was the primary location featured, including interviews with Michelle DeHaven Quest, CEO of the Foundation for Northwest Illinois, Andrea Schultz Winter, Executive Director of the Greater Freeport Partnership, County Board Chairman Scott Helms, Ann Sadler, broker and owner of Choice Realty, FHN CEO Mark Gridley, Highland Community College educator Scott Anderson, and Freeport Mayor Jody Miller with City Manager Rob Boyer. Boyer highlighted infrastructure improvements, including reconstruction of 6.5 miles of roadway this year, the new $60 million wastewater treatment plant that draws from new sources of groundwater, and $12 million in forgivable loans from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency to replace 2,300 lead water service lines. He also mentioned the 1% sales tax increase to fund future road repairs. Boyer expects it to provide an additional $3 million per year to update all of Freeport's streets as part of a 25-year program. New businesses downtown and in the Meadows Shopping Center, including the soon-to-open Beefaroo, were also examples of growth and success. The article reviewed home sales, the education system, including Highland, workforce initiatives, healthcare resources, downtown revitalization efforts, and successful community entertainment events. Lena Village President Steve Buss and Adkins Energy COO Bill Howell were also interviewed. You can find the complete article at the Northwest Quarterly website.
FHN has received 5 American Heart Association Get With The Guidelines Achievement Awards for demonstrating commitment to follow up-to-date research-based guidelines for the treatment of heart disease and stroke, ultimately leading to more lives saved, shorter recovery times, and fewer readmissions to the hospital. Every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a stroke or a heart attack, and heart disease and stroke are the number 1 and number 5 causes of death in the U.S., respectively. Get With The Guidelines puts the expertise of the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association to work for hospitals nationwide, helping ensure patient care is aligned with the latest guidelines. As a participant in Get With The Guidelines programs, FHN qualified for the awards by demonstrating how their organization has committed to continuously improving quality care. According to FHN Stroke Program Coordinator Tracy Love, with a stroke, time lost is brain lost, and this award demonstrates FHN's commitment to ensuring patients in our community receive care based on nationally recognized clinical guidelines. FHN cardiology clinical nurse leader Laura Mack says the program results in better patient health by helping to track and measure performance in providing quality cardiac care that leads to better patient outcomes. You can read more about the guidelines and FHN cardiovascular services at www.fhn.org.
As of August 31st, regional gas prices reached an average of $3.21 per gallon of regular fuel on Monday, down from the previous week's price of $3.32 per gallon, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The average fuel price in the Midwest region has fallen about 27 cents since July. A year ago, the average gas price in the Midwest region was 12% higher at $3.64 per gallon. In Freeport, prices for regular gas at regional and nationally branded gas stations dropped 20 cents in the past 2 weeks, from $3.79 per gallon to $3.59.
The United States Department of Labor said that initial filings for unemployment benefits in Illinois have dropped. New jobless claims, a measure for layoffs, fell to just under 8,000 in the week ending August 24th. Down from almost 8,200 the week before. Nationwide, U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 231,000 last week, down 2,000 claims from 233,000. Unemployment claims can be either seasonally adjusted or not seasonally adjusted. Seasonally adjusted data averages in the types of changes that normally occur at the same time and in about the same magnitude every year, such as seasonal adjustments, holidays, sales, and model changeovers, and takes longer to produce since these changes occur over months. Data that is not seasonally adjusted can be acquired more frequently, often weekly. For Stevenson County, The not seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 5.7% as of July, compared to a national rate of 4.5% and an Illinois state rate of 6.2%. This information is available from the U.S. Department of Labor's weekly reports.
To better inform policymakers on the root causes of poverty and economic insecurity in Northwest Illinois, CEO Michelle DeHaven-Quast of the Foundation for Northwest Illinois has been appointed to the Governor's Commission on Poverty and Economic Stability by Illinois House Minority Leader Tony McCombie. The commission is made up of 25 members, consisting of 4 members of the State General Assembly, 1 member of the judiciary, and 20 public leaders who represent key constituencies impacted by poverty. The commission was created to address root causes of economic insecurity, racial disparities, and other contributing social, economic, and cultural factors. DeHaven-Quast states, "The overall purpose of the Illinois Commission on Poverty Elimination and Economic Security is not unlike the goals and interests of the Foundation for Northwest Illinois. The 5-year strategy to reduce deep and persistent poverty can be found online at ilga.gov/reports.
The updated mRNA COVID vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer are now available and are free of charge under most health insurance policies. The new vaccines are based on the KP.2 strain, one of the variants that have caused the majority of infections during this summer's COVID wave. According to the CDC, everyone, especially older adults and those with weakened immune systems or other health issues, should get the new vaccine. Although children 6 months and older should probably also get the vaccine, parents should check with their pediatrician to see what is recommended for their child. According to the CDC, if you've had COVID this summer, you'll have strong infection-based immunity and can wait a few months after your infection before getting the vaccine. You can wait 3 months since your symptoms began, or for asymptomatic cases since you first tested positive. Remember that the COVID and flu vaccines are not live virus vaccines, so you cannot get the disease from the vaccine."
In other health news, you may know that Dr. Anthony Fauci was recently hospitalized with, and subsequently recovered from, complications from West Nile virus. What you may not know is that late August and September is the prime season for this disease. This may seem counterintuitive, since mosquitoes are often more associated with hotter summer months, which makes it important to pay attention to what's happening now when it comes to West Nile virus. In 2001, Illinois had the most cases of human, horse, and bird cases of West Nile virus in the entire country. Since then, it has been endemic in the upper Midwest, meaning that we can always expect mosquitoes to spread it from birds to humans, usually beginning in late summer. So far in Illinois this season, there have been 9 human cases, 29 cases in birds, 1 in a horse, and over 2,000 positive mosquito batches. So far, Stevenson County has reported 2 bird cases and 2 mosquito traps that tested positive, and Winnebago County has reported 1 human case. So, West Nile virus is definitely here. Although there is no vaccine and symptoms are generally mild and flu-like, some individuals can develop encephalitis, marked by a rapid onset of a high fever with head and body aches, disorientation, tremors, convulsions, and, in the most severe cases, even paralysis or death. Remember the 3 R's in dealing with mosquitoes: reduce mosquito habitat, which is primarily standing water, repel them by using DEET and other insect repellents, and report areas that may be harboring mosquitoes to the health department, which can take appropriate action.
The Prep, Freeze, Cook for Ag in the Classroom fundraiser conducted by the Stevenson County Farm Bureau won't happen this fall, as the organization that prepared the freezer meals is no longer in business. The funds raised in previous years helped the Agriculture in the Classroom program teach nearly 8,000 Stevenson County students about agriculture. If you would like to support the Agriculture in the Classroom program by becoming 2024-2025 program sponsors, donations can be sent to the Stevenson County Farm Bureau at 210 West Spring Street in Freeport. Checks can be made out to Stevenson County Farm Bureau Foundation.
This Saturday, just like the second Saturday of every month, therapy dogs will be at the Freeport Public Library, and they are just waiting to have stories read to them. Pause for Reading is the library's program in which certified therapy dogs listen to any and all kinds of books that young readers might like to share with them. It's from 11 a.m. to noon on Saturday, and we hope there will be plenty of readers to entertain the furry listeners who will be waiting for them.
This Friday, September 6th, the Freeport Park District is hosting a free movie, Outdoors at Crape Park. The featured movie is If, which was in theaters just this spring and boasts a star-studded cast including Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Steve Carell, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and Louis Gossett Jr. The movie is rated PG and is about a young girl who goes through a difficult experience and then begins to see everybody's imaginary friends who have been left behind as their real-life friends have grown up. The showing will begin at dusk at the Koenig Amphitheater, also known as the Crape Park Bandshell, but attendees are welcome beginning at 7 o'clock. In case of bad weather, check the Park District website at freeportparkdistrict.org for updates. Bring your snacks, lawn chairs, bug spray, and blankets for an evening of family fun at Crape Park.
Even though it's in Rockford and has already received a lot of press, we want to mention the opening of the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford, as it's a substantial news story for the whole region. The 180,000-square-foot casino resort has nearly 1,300 slot machines and 44 table games, including 6 table rooms dedicated to baccarat and poker. The auditorium for live performances, which can be converted into a banquet hall, can seat up to 2,000, and there are 6 restaurants. And then there's that giant guitar at the casino entrance. It's a replica of the checkerboard Hamer standard used by Rockford legend and Cheap Trick Hall of Fame guitarist Rick Nielsen, and stands over 62 feet high.
We also want to let you know about 2 great events coming up soon in Freeport. First, up on Saturday, September 21st, is the Northwest Illinois Air Show at Albertus Airport. Aerobatics, daring barnstorming flights, and warplanes are just part of the fun, which also includes live musical performances and a food court. Then, on Saturday, September 28th, it's the Pretzel City Brewfest, voted the best brewfest in Illinois in 2022. Over 150 different brew flavors will be available for testing. We'll have lots more on both of these events in the next couple of newscasts, and Tim Beck, too, will be all over Brewfest in the coming weeks. For more information on many more fun events and activities throughout Stevenson County, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events.
We're pleased to share that in next week's Tuesday in-depth interview, I will talk with Dr. Rocio Del Castillo, Assistant Superintendent of Language and Culture for Freeport School District 145, about bilingual instruction throughout the district. This conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, September 10th.
With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
Free Pod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team Freepod.
If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support Freepod, visit our website at www.freepod.org.
I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors.
And we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.